On Tuesday, the Florida Senate proposed a $1.1 billion increase to the main funding mechanism for public schools. That would allow for a $350 or 5% increase in per-student spending over the current year. The House, however, appears to be taking a more frugal stance with its proposed education budget. Here's House Pre-K-12 Appropriations Subcommittee Chair Chris Latvala with some of the numbers.
The FEFP increases the total funds per student by $167.79 for a total funds per student of $7,596.58, which is a 2.26% increase over the current year.
Fedrick Ingram, president of Statewide Teachers Union, the Florida Education Association, says the House budget proposal doesn't go far enough. Speaking with Fedrick Ingram, president of the Florida Education Association, wanted to get your thoughts on the Florida House budget that was released this morning. Of course, we had the Senate's proposed budget that came out yesterday. The House budget, looking at it, it would fund the FEFP at $21.6 billion, and that is a total increase of $579.3 million over the current year, which represents just north of $167 increase per student spending. What do you think about what the House is proposing and what that would do for Florida public schools?
Well, thank you for having me. And we don't believe that the House goes far enough in terms of increased funding and or spending from the state. And we do that in comparison to what the governor has proposed and also what the Senate has proposed. And so the Senate took a bold step forward in trying to set us on a path forward that will actually create more programming for our students, will help teachers to deal with all of the resources that they need to help our students' success. And so we are asking, and in fact, we're demanding that our House members and leaders take a look at the Senate for leadership, and hopefully they will follow their lead. We know that this is a proposed budget, but we hope after some talks that they will take Senate President Galvano's lead and bring us much, much closer to where our schools ought to be. And we know with either of these increases, Florida still falls short in terms of teacher pay. We are still in the bottom quartile for the country. And per pupil spending, again, we are still in the bottom 10% of all 50 states.
For our listeners who, you know, hear some of these terms in education, like per student spending, you know, as it relates to a budget, I was wondering if you could just kind of talk about the importance of per student spending. I know that's one of the things that, you know, advocates for public education key in on every year in this budget is what is it per student?
Sure. Well, I'll just give you a comparison analysis. Our current spending is $7,429 on every student that comes into our public schools. Again, that's pre-K through 12th grade. That is every school district is allocated a dollar amount. That dollar amount again is $7,429, and that is added up for the amount of students that you have per school. And so those allocations help to fund everything that school needs: programming, resources, allocations for teachers, for support professionals, for staffing needs like custodians, and anything else that a principal or a leadership team would actually need for a particular school. So just to do the comparison with a state like Massachusetts, where they fund somewhere between $15,000 and $16,000 per student, it gives you an analysis of where we are in terms of funding per pupil, per student. And so that falls about $8,000 short from just a very, very small, much smaller state in terms of demographics and population.
Wanted to quickly run something by you from the Senate budget. In the committee hearing yesterday where the Senate discussed their proposed budget, they said there would be included in that $600 million in flexible funding, which they pointed out can be used for teacher pay increases. Whether it will be, obviously, that's up to the school districts, I'm sure. But when it comes to that that flexible funding, would you consider that a step forward, as you know, we face a teacher shortage in the state, and teachers all around the state are calling for pay raises?
Absolutely. Again, it is not a panacea with this amount of money, but it is definitely showing a sign to teachers that lawmakers are at least listening and trying to solve the problem of the teacher shortage. And just to be clear, the teacher shortage that we face in Florida is unlike anything that anyone else is seeing in the nation. Next year, the Department of Education is projecting in upwards of 10,000 classrooms not having a certified teacher. So this is paramount, and we need the House to make sure that they're sending a clear sign to not only those college graduates, but people who would come to our state to teach and people who we're trying to retain in this state to teach, that we value their profession, that we value education, and that our lawmakers are going to continue to fully fund public education.
One last question for you that doesn't pertain to the budget but does pertain to the House. There was a committee bill heard yesterday that's trying to expand the Schools of Hope program. The gist of it is it's trying to open up the opportunity for charter schools to open up and operate in these opportunity zones in Florida, economically distressed areas. I wanted to get your thoughts on that.
Yeah, well, we certainly don't agree with expanding the landscape of the charter schools in terms of these opportunity zones that they're talking about. Listen, we support the Schools of Hope idea. We know that there are some schools who need equity and that they need more services. We have promoted or tried to promote wraparound services for community schools for years. And so we're glad to see that our conversations are starting to penetrate. But to use this argument to open up more schools, more charter schools, is not something that we support at all. We believe that the true value of education can be found in our public schools. And it is not the skill to make our public schools better. It is the will. And so where they're trying to open up public policy for charter schools and continuously drain out the resources that should be going to our public schools, it is a travesty that we continue to have this conversation. 90% of all the children in the state of Florida attend our public schools, and we should turn all of our attention to those schools, because those are the vessels of hope that are in these communities and in these zip codes that are the most challenged and that are the most vulnerable. And so we should be turning our attention to those vulnerable children and communities and saying we're going to put more resources to those public schools, because that's the beacon of hope, not some school that can open and close the next year. That's not what we're about from the FEA, but we are about public education and those people who work in those schools.
Talking with Florida Education Association President Frederick Ingram. Mr. Ingram, thank you so much for joining me today. Appreciate it.
Thank you very much for having me.